Malheureusement, ce mercredi 31 mai au matin, les feux de forêt autour d'Halifax n'ont toujours pas été maîtrisés. Nous avons rencontré Scott Tingley, manager de la protection forestière au département des ressources naturelles et des énergies renouvelables, pour nous en parler. D'abord, il nous a expliqué la situation de ce matin en commençant par parler du feu qui est présent à Tantallon.
Provincially, we have three priority fires again today. They're all our large fires that are out of control. So in Tantallon, there's no update to the size. So it's the size is staying steady at about 788 hectares. We're expecting another hot, dry, gusty day again today. And so crews are focused on that fire in terms of identifying, they've identified, you know, hot spots and areas of concern. They've been establishing containment lines. And it's all about reinforcing those containment lines where they're expecting fire behavior to increase during the warm, windy weather this afternoon.
Il nous parle ensuite du feu présent au lac Barrington qui est encore plus grand que celui de Tantallon.
The fire in Barrington in Shelburne County. So that one is now estimated at 19,000 hectares plus. So it's a very large fire. Also expecting challenging weather on that wind today. So and tomorrow. We have hot, dry, windy weather for the next couple days. And so on that large fire in Barrington, crews are going to be focused on high priority targets. They're going to want to focus their efforts on any community and structure protection that can be done, and try to limit the spread and growth in parts of that fire as well. But it's a very challenging fire, and so they're doing their very, very best and working very, very hard. Using all the aircraft, they've got heavy equipment. They're trying to put big containment lines in ahead of that fire to mitigate its spread.
Et voici la situation pour le feu à Pomnico qui se trouve dans la région sud-ouest.
And then our third party fire is just outside of East Pomnico. It was originally about 13 kilometers just outside the perimeter of the large Barrington fire. And so that one's actually now under the management of the same team that's managing the Barrington fire. So that's going to coordinate the resources ideally with the, with the larger fire. So that's going to ensure a more coordinated effort on those two fires. So that one was up to about 150 hectares plus yesterday. And again, we expected it to grow yesterday, potentially. We knew it was going to present challenges. Crews hit it very hard with aircraft and ground personnel, but at one point in the afternoon, they did have to pull the ground personnel off. It was very hot, and so they did get back in there in the evening, and they're back there this morning. So,
nous lui avons demandé comment se sentaient les équipes qui combattaient le feu depuis plusieurs jours.
The crews are generally in good spirits. Obviously, it's tough on everybody seeing the impacts to communities. But they're generally in good spirits. They know they're doing everything. They're working hard. They know they're doing everything they can. They feel proud to be able to help. They're trained professionals. This is what they do. It's going to take a toll. It's very tough to see the what's happened in the communities. We have people that are, out there fighting fires that have been directly impacted themselves, or they know someone close that has been. And so, like I said, they're professionals. They're putting their head down and they're doing the work that needs to be done. And we're all there for each other and supporting each other.
Une enquête est en cours, mais Scott Tingley pense que ces feux sont probablement d'origine humaine.
The fires are under investigation. And obviously they're going to be thorough and detailed investigations. I don't have any detailed information on specific causes. It's very safe to say at this point, very likely human activity is what would have caused it. And, accidents happen. We don't know whether it's deliberate or accidental, just that it would be related to human activity. And yeah.
Sans parler de l'impact sur la population, ce genre de feu est dévastateur pour l'environnement et pour la faune.
Large, but particularly with large fires like down in Barrington, certainly, some animals and that the use of force have likely been temporarily displaced. In some areas we're probably seeing high severity burns, so that means a lot of the trees and plants probably are damaged and going to die or have died. And so fire for some forests, for most forests, is a part of the natural life cycle over the long term. And so we'll start to see regrowth even in the weeks and months ahead of these fires, but it's going to be a long time for some of these forests to regenerate and replenish themselves. So certainly impactful, but also in some ways part of the natural cycles.
La météo ne va pas aider pour les prochains jours.
So the next 24 to 48 hours, during the daytimes, we're expecting some challenging conditions. We're expecting warm, dry weather through today and tomorrow. So we are anticipating challenging fire conditions. Crews are ready and planning for that. So they're going to be working hard in Tantallon to try to continue to contain that fire to the size that it's at, and by actioning, the areas where they know are going to be hot, and again reinforcing those containment lines. On the large fire in Barrington, we're going to expect that to grow. We're not going to be able to contain that we're not going to be able to contain that in these conditions, but we are going to be able to focus our efforts on priority areas, and that's really what they're going to try to do in the next couple of days, is limit the impacts to community and infrastructure, and do their very, very best to limit the growth of that fire.
Merci à Scott Tingley pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.